North Korea apologizes for blowing up China. 20th of October, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Pyongyang, North Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il expressed his deepest sorrow and personal regret for mistakenly having destroyed 99.999% of the Chinese mainland in what he called a freak nuclear accident yesterday. The People's Republic of China, having coincidentally sided with the United States in imposing draconian sanctions on the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, in response to their toying with puny nuclear toys, is still struggling to recover from the disaster. The source of the horrific explosion was ultimately traced to a leaky mine shaft in suburban Kilchu. Apparently, a large natural deposit of weapons-grade plutonium-244 caught fire from a misplaced and likely defective imported South Korean cigarette lighter, which subsequently exploded entirely in China's general direction with the forces of billions of gigatons of radioactive TNT. The resultant detonation caused the entire Chinese tectonic plate to flip upside down like a gigantic round waffle, trapping billions of billions of billions of billions of incoherently screaming Chinese people deep underneath the flaming continental landmass. Other than a few tipped-over cows, there were no reported casualties on the North Korean peninsula itself. Puzzled scientists in the United States are still poring over puzzling scientific satellite photography and puzzling seismological readings, trying to scientifically determine if there is any possible correlation, scientific or otherwise, between the recent puzzling events and a magnitude 137 earthquake, which was registered on detectors as having occurred within the same two-minute time frame. This morning, the surviving Chinese, all 5 million of them, demanded an immediate apology from the government of North Korea, which wasted absolutely no time in complying. The pudgy North Korean dictator, with great sadness in his pudgy face, broke down in tears and sent China a sympathy card with flowers and a candygram, and promised the remnants of Chinese civilization that it would not happen again, and that he would personally help relief efforts to restore China to its former People's Republican glory. However, some impartial United Nations observers in the immediate vicinity highly suspect that the devious Premier Kim may be a great deal more devastated about having lost, in one fell swoop, billions of billions of shitloads of highly enriched plutonium, which he didn't even know they had, the North Koreans, who were sitting right on top of it, all within easy reach. Needless to say, the immense irony is incalculable.